Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 to 0 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear and bright today, with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem enjoys similar sunny weather, while Haifa is a bit cooler, with some cloud cover. In Eilut, it's a warm, sunny morning, perfect for being outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iranian UN envoy Ali Bahraini warned earlier today of a growing space arms race as Israel and other countries expand capabilities for future warfare. Also, the UK has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes in the West Bank. This comes from a report by The Forward. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist was killed during an IDF operation in Jenin. Separately, JTA reports that the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle, were found earlier today. And finally, Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, recently commented on the latest developments in Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a commentator on Middle East politics, posted just minutes ago that Tom Barrack has crossed a line by echoing Ankara's narrative, calling Israel's actions in Syria a campaign stunt. Daniel Seidman, a well-known Israeli activist, posted earlier today that the E1 project could effectively bury the option of a Palestinian state by connecting Maale Adumim to Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reported about Mohammad Reza Naqdi, an Iranian Revolutionary Guard's advisor, warning that oil pipelines bypassing the Strait of Hormuz remain vulnerable to Iranian attacks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the warnings from the Iranian UN envoy, Ali Bahraini highlighted the potential for conflict in space as nations like Israel expand their defense capabilities. This warning reflects growing tensions over military advancements beyond Earth, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. The implications could be significant for regional security dynamics. Turning to the UK's threat of sanctions, The Forward reports that the UK is concerned about Israel's settlement expansion in the E1 area. This development could strain relations between Israel and its allies, impacting diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, the situation in Jenin saw a significant development. I-24 News details that during an IDF operation, the father of the Dizengoff Street terrorist was killed. This incident adds to the ongoing tensions in the region and raises questions about future military engagements. In earlier reporting, the JTA shared the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains from the Sultan Yaqub battle. This closure after 44 years is a poignant moment for his family and the nation, symbolizing the enduring impact of past conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Yohananof is preparing to spin off a $333 million real estate portfolio, according to Tech. This move aims to create a dedicated subsidiary for its property holdings. Separately, the Wall Street Journal reported a slow return of U.S. tourists to Israel. This gradual recovery is important for the local economy, especially in the tourism sector. And finally, Samsung has invested millions in the Israeli startup Expander, as reported by Israel Hayom Business. This investment highlights the growing interest in Israeli tech innovations by global companies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.